Fire safety. Councils have the responsibility and power to keep us safe. Pete Mason, Chair, Barking Reach Residents Association and TUSC candidate for Thames Ward, Barking and Agenham Borough Council. If the council had taken the powers on itself to inspect Samuel Garr's side house on the Barking Riverside Estate, East London, I believe around 20 flats would not have been destroyed in the fire that ripped through the building in 2019. The fire took just over 5 minutes to engulf the building, forcing residents of 79 flats to flee into the street, carrying their children. Reporting on the fire, the London Fire Brigade said that it was an accident waiting to happen. The report shows how the balconies did not comply with building regulations. It was only through the threat of legal action that our residents' association managed to get the council to inspect the building after the fire, raising additional fire safety issues. The wooden balconies, which spread the fire, would certainly have failed a proper inspection by the fire brigade, had they the resources to inspect and enforce. It was a miracle no one was killed, and pure luck, that it did not set fire to nearby wood-clad buildings. To this day, the builders and landlords maintain their innocence, yet the basic building safety regulations state that external walls should not assist fire spread. Government and builders' greed meant that this simple ruling was twisted to exclude balconies. Councils have the responsibility and the power to enforce building regulations and set their own higher standards where those of central government fall short. They can allocate resources to fit sprinklers and other fire safety measures in existing council and housing association blocks, as well as enforce the replacement of dangerous Grenfell-style cladding